Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Thrasher Opera House Presents. We are here to talk Lakeapalooza this year, August 27th. Mike and Jill Havey joining us here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jason.
How are you doing today?
Thanks for having us, Jason. We're great.
Awesome. Let's talk about Lakeapalooza. First of all, how'd this all get started?
So we started this event, I think this is our fourth year, and it started out just as a fun party that we wanted to host, and we were bringing a band up from Chicago that are good friends of ours, and we thought, rather than have just a party for ourselves and our friends, why not include the community? And by including the community, we wanted to be able to raise funds for local charities. So each year we do it for different charities. This year, 100% of the proceeds from this event are going to go to Thrasher's Opera House, to the Green Lake Chamber of Commerce, and to the American Legion Post 306. So by everyone coming out and supporting it, for every can of beer you buy and every can of soda, 100% of that sale goes to these great not-for-profit groups. So, and we try to change it up every year a little bit to try to include another not-for-profit. This year we brought Thrasher's on, so we're very excited to partner with Thrasher's and have a lot of fun and hopefully raise a lot of money.
We're excited to have you doing that for us. We certainly do appreciate that sincerely. Let's talk about the location of where this is taking place. Conveniently right next to the Legion, right?
Right, it is. And so that location really lends itself to a great little party area because there's so much space in that parking lot and we're out of everyone's way. So the first 2 years we hosted the event behind Town Square. And that meant that we had to close a portion of Water Street to put the tent up. So that inconvenienced the city for a weekend because the tent obviously had to go up several days before and had to come down several days after. But not only that, we were kind of hemmed in that area. And so we weren't able to really grow the event. And each year it has grown by hundreds and hundreds. And so now we have the perfect venue because we're off the beaten track a little bit. We have permanent restrooms there, and then we augment those with portable restrooms. We have the Legion right next door, so we're able to utilize their bar, their liquor license, and so forth. So it just really lends itself to a great spot to have this event.
Kind of a perfect collaboration.
It really
falls
is.
Together.
It really is. And that lot is underutilized, so it's fun that the term is the tennis court parking lot. The fun thing is it's a great way to utilize that little area there, and it's right on the river, so it's neat to see the river make the bend right there, and you hear the waterfall. And so anyway, it's just a great area to do it.
Now, the event gets underway starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on August 27th, and there's great entertainment, but there's wonderful food coming on in as well. Let's talk a little bit about that for the people that are in attendance.
Sure. So so the schedule, basically, this is the first year we brought in more than one band. So typically, we would bring in Davidson County Band, who's a crowd favorite up here. They're local celebrities when they come up. And typically, they would start at 7 o'clock and finish at 10. Last year, we decided to make this a little bigger event, so our first band is starting at 3 p.m., and that's a band called Gizay, and they're a Jamaican reggae band out of Chicago who's come to Green Lake several times. When we owned a restaurant here, they used to come up for that, and they are an energetic, award-winning band that everyone's going to love. So they start at 3. We have a patriotic surprise, which is going to entail a bagpipe band that's going to do a nice set in between the second band, which will be Davidson County, that starts at 7. And then getting to your point, to the food, we're lucky we have two great food trucks coming out of Appleton. One is Osoros, which is Latin fusion, and that kind of scared me when we first had them last year. I'm like, Latin fusion, I don't know about that. But they are an unbelievable, they're a brick and mortar restaurant, but they have several food trucks, and their food, they knocked it out of the ballpark last year. So they're coming back. We're excited to have them. We have a new food truck coming this year called Caribbean Taste, and they are highly, highly recommended, and they're just a great operation. and they interviewed us. I mean, they almost didn't want to come here until we kind of told them what the whole gig was, and then they were glad to do it because they're so busy. And then, of course, we have Jamie Beach and Adam's Rib coming that's providing a local flair. So I think we'll have everyone's taste covered, and we'll have a full bar open from 3 until 10. And it's just a great event. I know you put together a video that showed some activities from last year and all the people, young and old and local people and lake people. And it's just a great event. And last year, we estimate we probably had between 2,000 and 2,500 people. And that wasn't all at one time. A lot of people come and go, and then they go and come back. And so anyway, we're hoping to have more this year. It was really successful last year. And God has been great to us every year. Knock on wood, we haven't been rained out. So
yeah, that's the good thing. Jill, talk a little bit about the event and what it means to you, and just kind of like the chance for people to get together again, which I think people are still a little bit desperate for.
Well, it's a great chance to come together and see your neighbor and meet new people and patronize the different entities in downtown Green Lake. And it really has grown, because our first year we only had the one band, which is Davidson County Band. And that was, we did that like 3 years, I think, Mike. And then it was Mike's idea to come up with this Lake-a-Palooza and have a second band to make it bigger and better. So with that and these great food trucks, I think it really is a great thing for the community. And I think people do realize that it is community. It's come together. And it's not just Green Lake. We've had people come from other towns that hear about it and come and enjoy. So we're hoping it's another great event.
You guys have fantastic sponsors as well that help out with putting this together. Talk a little bit about them.
Sure. So this is the first year we've included sponsors. And that's been kind of selfishly. Jill and I always did it ourselves. And the reason it's selfish is because we wanted to run the event. We didn't want anybody else telling us how to do it or having input. And I know that sounds terrible to say that. But we realized, by doing that, we short-circuited the not-for-profits, because we could make more money with sponsors. So this year, we've brought sponsors on, and I hope everybody looks at that list of sponsors, because these are great people. These are leaders of this community that always step up, not just for this event. They step up for all the other great non-for-profits in this city, like GLA and the Conservancy, and you know, I know I'm missing a bunch more. But the point is that those are always the names that are there supporting Green Lake. So I think it's important for people to look at those names and know who those people are. And a lot of these folks have businesses that you and I would never be able to support. So you always say, please support our sponsors. Well, in this case, you really can't do that. But when you see these people and you see these names, just say thank you. Mm-hmm. That's all. Thank you for all you do for the community, because we're honored to be partnered with some of the names, or all the names on that list, because they are great people. And hopefully our sponsorship will grow over the years. We had a lot of people say, well, I wish you would have asked us, because we'd get involved as well. But we tried to keep it narrow. I hate asking people for money. I don't like doing that. So I just think it's going to be a great event, great people behind this, great food, great camaraderie, and we're just really excited. So, and the city's been a great partner with us too. The city has always put up with all my harebrained ideas, and they've supported us. And I just think it's, you know, we can't do this without them. Between the police and the fire and public works and the mayor and the city council, they've always supported us very well. So we're appreciative of that.
Lake-a-Palooza, August 27th in Green Lake at the Legion parking lot in that area there. Mike and Jill, thanks so much for joining us. Before I get out of here, tell us a little bit about Davidson County Band as well. It's since we're a little bit of a music venue, we should probably know a little bit more about them.
Yeah, these guys are just a great, number one, they're a great group of guys. And they're, like many musicians, they're part-time musicians. So the main lead, Mark Alberts, who's a great guy, he's a downtown Chicago attorney. So, I mean, they're doing this for the love of music. They've been together for a long time. They play a wide range of music that appeals to all. And if you haven't seen them, I really recommend coming to see them. They're great guys. It's a big deal for them to come up here, because, you know, they give us a deep discount on their rate. So they're not really making money. They're just they're doing it because they love Green Lake
yeah,
as
they
well.
They love Green Lake.
They come up here quite a bit.
And so. They love Mike, which well, is a plus.
Right.
So.
Yes. Right. Well, a lot of this all comes to the back to the fact of loving Green Lake, right? That's it's really what it's all about.
So, so I appreciate all that the Thrashers is doing to help us promote this, and we're like I say, we're honored to be partnered with you guys, and your board has been fantastic, Mike Shahoney and Todd Weir, and all your staff, Rachel and Katie and Martha, all you guys have stepped up to really support us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate the fact that you're helping us out too. That's certainly appreciated for sure. Riley's running the camera today, so we want to say thank you to him for doing
so. Thank you, Riley.
Thank you, Riley.
Mike and Jill, thank you so much for all the support, and looking forward to a heck of a fun event coming up on August 27th.
Great. We'll see you there.
Take care.
Thanks for having us.